This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. It's a holiday weekend in the United States where Americans are kicking off the start of the summer season. Memorial Day weekend means millions of Americans are on the move. AP correspondent Mike Hemben reports.
The AAA Auto Club says this holiday weekend could be one for the record books. More than 42 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles. Cape Cod tourist Patty Steelman has some advice for those traveling this weekend.
It's Memorial Day weekend, so there's going to be a lot of people on the road. So make sure you have your coffee, like Carly has, and enjoy your ride.
Carly Powell, who also made the drive to Cape Cod, says the trip was long, but she doesn't regret it.
The drive was a little long, but it definitely was 100% worth it once we got here.
It's not just motorists who are going places. Federal officials say the number of air travelers already has hit a pandemic-era high. I'm Mike Hempen.
Passengers flying into Britain faced major delays after landing in airports on Saturday due to a nationwide issue affecting the automated border control gates that scan passports upon arrival. Images posted on social media showed long queues with hundreds of people at London's Gatwick and Heathrow airports, with frustrated passengers complaining of having to wait several hours in line. Heathrow is Britain's busiest airport. It said it had deployed extra staff to manage the queues and was working with Border Force to help resolve the problem. Clashes between police and supporters of the opposition leader in Senegal have left one person dead and several injured, according to the friends of the victim who spoke to the Associated Press on Saturday. Clashes erupted Friday as opposition leader Ousmane Sonko called on his followers to follow him to the capital, Dakar. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iraq launched a $17 billion project on Saturday to link a major commodities port on its southern coast by rail and roads to the border with Turkey, in a move designed to transform the country's economy after decades of war and crisis. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Baghdad hopes the development road project will transform Iraq's economy and aging transport network after decades of war and crisis, shortening travel time between Asia and Europe in a bid to rival the Suez Canal. The project to link the Grand Fao port, which is still under construction, was announced on Saturday at a conference to court Arab investment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia Soudani said the development road project aimed to achieve a sustainable non-oil economy. Iraq's government envisions high-speed trains moving goods and passengers, links to local industry hubs, and an energy component that could include oil and gas pipelines.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Pope Francis returned to work on Saturday, meeting with a famous American director after a fever interrupted his regular schedule. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The pontiff met with Martin Scorsese and a number of other artists while addressing a conference on the global ethics of the Catholic imagination, according to Vatican News. He also met with visitors from Georgetown University. The Vatican's confirmation of the 86-year-old Pope's fever sparked concerns about Francis's health. In March, he was rushed to the hospital, diagnosed with acute bronchitis. The Vatican says the Pope will preside over Pentecost Mass Sunday and meet with Italy's president Monday. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Commerce Department said Saturday that trade ministers of 14 countries in the United States-led Indo-Pacific Economic Framework talks have substantially completed a deal to make supply chains more resilient and secure. The development marks the first tangible results of a year of negotiations. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo told a press conference in Detroit that the first-of-its-kind agreement calls for countries to form a council to coordinate supply chain activities and a crisis response network to give early warnings to IPEF countries of potential supply disruptions. The deal provides an emergency communications channel for countries to seek support during supply chain disruptions, coordinate more closely during a crisis, and recover more quickly afterward. More on this story at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.